J.S. Bach was born in 1685 and lived until 1750. And his death marked really the end of the Baroque era as we know it in music history. And the great music of the Baroque era in many ways was exemplified by his compositions. He was a Lutheran church musician, as you know, and spent a great deal of his energy and effort in writing music for the church. The music, I'm going to play two pieces, and actually they're probably not the kind of pieces that you'd expect to be played in a setting like this. The first piece is very short, and it's the first prelude in C major of a set of 48 preludes and fugues written for the an instrument called the clavichord, which was more similar to our harpsichord today than to this 9-foot concert grand. In fact, this sort of instrument didn't exist in the period of time that Bach lived. I suppose if he were here tonight, he might wonder what this instrument was going to sound like. It's a much bigger sound than what they would have been used to in that time. So we begin the program with this C major prelude of J.S. Bach. The next piece is a short piece by a relative of J.S. Bach, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. And it's a piece written in very fast 16th note passages, and the title of the piece is Solfeggietto.
Thank you.
interesting things about music of the Baroque period is that we're able to transcribe the music and play it in a way, on a different medium, a different instrument, than probably in what it was first intended. In fact, there are pieces. One example would be a piece by J.S. Bach written way at the end of his life, The Art of the Fugue, and we are not really sure whether he intended it to be played at a keyboard instrument or by four instruments, like string instruments, two violins, a viola, and cello as a string quartet. It's very, very difficult to play the piece at a keyboard, and yet we're not really sure. Now, the next piece that I'm going to play, it was actually composed for a small Baroque orchestra, and it's the second movement of a suite of pieces, and the title of this movement is Air. It's from the orchestral suite in D major of J.S. Bach. Frédéric Chopin was born in 1810 and lived until 1849, dying at an early age of 39. He's been called the greatest composer that's ever lived in writing music for the piano. So, Polish composer, And one of the kinds of pieces that he began to develop early on were called character pieces. And these are rather short pieces in various styles and moods and settings and rhythms and so on. One of the kinds of character pieces that he wrote were called waltzes. And I would like to play next a waltz by Chopin in C-sharp minor. Another favorite waltz that many of you will recognize is in D flat major. I'd next like to play a piece by Chopin called Fantasy Impromptu. And it is in the same key. That's why I was hesitating playing again in that key of C sharp or D flat. This piece is in an ABA form, and the A section both times is rather fast in the right hand, and the middle section is a slow andante melody that, again, you might recognize.
Thank you. I'd next like to play two etudes of Chopin. An etude in music means a study, and each etude that Chopin writes focuses upon a particular idea, technical idea, in performing at the piano. The first etude is in E major, and it's a cantabile melody, and the difficulty in the piece lies in the middle section, which has a lot of wide leaps and double intervals in the hands. After dinner concert, with another etude of Chopin. This is called the Revolutionary Etude, and it's in C minor.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to this evening's concert, a village concert involving people in the village. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce the people who will be participating tonight in making music. First of all, I'm Chuck Forsberg, and I'm here, this is nearing this end of my second week as musician in the village, and I've been here to coordinate and to do music. I teach at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and my wife, Mary, and I have been here for the 2 weeks together. The other individuals who will be performing tonight are four, and first is Sue Rothmeyer. Sue, if you'd stand. Sue is secretary. I'll introduce all of them, and then if you'd applaud maybe at the end, if you'd like. Sue is secretary and staff coordinator here at Holden, and she will be performing on flute. Next to her is Cindy Bantkin. Cindy will be performing on violin, and Cindy has just finished her first year at Pacific Lutheran and has been a member of the orchestra there at the college. Next to her is Kay Wold from Zumbrota, Minnesota, and Kay will be performing also on flute. And next to her is Sonia Rice from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sonia will be performing on violin and also on piano in this program. The first piece that we'll be performing on the program, and we'll have to announce the pieces as we go along, will be a piece for violin and piano in our arrangement, and this is a Hungarian dance by Johannes Brahms. Sonia will be performing on violin, and I'll be at the piano. Sonia puts her violin down. I'll introduce her next. She's going to play three piano selections, and she'll announce each one. Sonia Rice.
The first piano piece I'm going to do is by Henry Purcell. The name of it is Hornpipe.
Thank you.
second piece I'm going to do is by Clementi. It is Sonatina, Opus 36, number 3. I will do is by Paul Christen, Rustic Dance.
That was another trumpet tune by Purcell. The next piece on the program will be two movements from a sonata for violin and piano by Handel, Cindy and myself will do this.
Thank you.
Next, we'd like to do a piece for flute and piano by a French composer, Alain, and Kay Vold will be performing on flute. Next, do a Handel sonata, sonata number 2 in G minor. There are 4 movements, and they're marked adagio, andante, adagio, and allegro.
Thank you.
I'd like to shift styles now quite a bit to the Impressionistic period and play a piece for you by Claude Debussy, French composer. The title of the piece is translated The Sunken Cathedral, and the piece is intended to depict a legend about a cathedral which was buried beneath the sea, and once every decade or so, the cathedral was believed to actually rise out of the water. And as it did so,
Of course, you could first hear the bells in the steeple, and finally, when the building was completely in all of its stone magnificence out of the water, you would hear the great organ in the cathedral playing a magnificent chorale. And then, when the chorale was over, the building once more descended into the lake of water. So this is a piece depicting that scene, if you can imagine it.
Thank you.
We'll now end tonight's program with a trio for violin, flute, and piano. And actually, it's a duet, but we made a trio out of it. And the composer is Christian Dieter, who lived from 1757 until 1822. So Cindy will be performing on violin and Sue on flute.
Thank you.